It is good to be back. It is good to be back. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. I see a lot of your comments. I'm reading your comments. I'm just sitting here. I was playing a little guitar, just kind of getting ready. And thank you. Thank you all very much. It is so good to be back. I am back. I wasn't even allowed to tell you where I was. Let me put that guitar down for a second. So, hi. YouTube gave me another strike. I know I'm so dangerous. So, yeah, 2 weeks this time. And if I get another strike, I'm gone completely. Just erased. So there's going to be certain subjects I won't be talking about on this show anymore because I just can't risk it. This is, I don't know if you noticed, things are a little different now. I've been packing my studio up. I'm moving out. I am no longer going to be living here in the Cast Castle. Things are changing, and I don't belong here anymore. You know, I do my own thing. I'm not a part of that. So I'm just going to be embarking on my own sail. You know, my own life with my wife, and we are looking at houses. And I'm very excited for the future. You know, I'm going to have my own house. I'm going to probably have children soon. I'm excited to think about that. Just the thought of it is very exciting. So life is really good for me. I'm really excited about the future that, and you know, seeing the reception that you guys, everyone's welcoming me back. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. It is really good to be back. So I am back for now. And the for now part is just because I'm here for now. I'm not going anywhere as far as streaming. Now, obviously I wasn't streaming over the past couple weeks. Life's been a little crazy as I am working towards moving, and I won't be very consistent pretty much for the next couple weeks because I will be probably on all next week, and then there's going to be a couple days where I'm not on because I will be in transit and moving. You know, once I get my new house, which I haven't gotten a house yet, but I am looking at a few different places, so I'm very excited about it to have my own place. It's good. I'm just thinking about it puts a smile on my face. I'm very excited about it. Anyway, thank you all for coming. Thank you all. It's great to see you all. You know, I think we need to do something. It's been 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, because it was a Tuesday that I got banned. Excuse me, not banned. I got another strike. That's for all of you right now. All of you, I saw a lot of you just sitting in chat, just hanging out, chatting about missing me and missing my show, welcoming me back to the, you know, streaming life. It's good to be back. It's good to be. So much has happened. I've been bookmarking segments and things I want to talk about, and just like so much different things have gone down, and I'm like, I don't even know where to start. And honestly, I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to stream today. Luckily, I finally got back. I actually drove up into Pennsylvania yesterday to see my dad. He was on a business call. It was a 3-hour drive. I drove there and just kind of crashed at his hotel room and hung out with him. It was really cool to see him. So I drove back today. Not sure if I was going to be able to stream. Sure enough, they allowed me to stream again. So it's fantastic to be back. And yeah, so today I'm going to be making fun of Kamala Harris. I mean, someone's got to do it, right? I mean, someone actually ridiculed me. They're like, you know, I don't really want to know about what Biden's doing because I didn't vote for him and he just frustrates me. It's like, well, I mean, it's important to know what they're doing, right? I'm not going to shove my head in the sand. Anyway, Kamala's getting some heat. This is the big news. She went down to Guatemala. That's why it's Guatacamala, kind of a play on words, obviously. But yeah, she was told to go home, and it's rather hilarious. And so I'm gonna poke fun of that. And then we got an amazing shot of Jupiter's moon Ganymede, and talk about that. Some other space news too. NASA's sending up octopuses and water bears to the International Space Station. Kind of a cool experiment I'm going to talk about. And then I want to talk about the Friends reunion. I know it just says Friends reunion, but get this. If you don't know about what's happening, they actually got ridiculed for not being diverse enough. the reunion, now keep in mind, it's not like they were doing a new show. It was just a reunion to like bring everyone to get the main cast back on the show to like talk about what Friends was. Love it or hate it, love what, you know, the Friends show, you know, it's got its moments. We'll give them that. And they're being ridiculed for not being diverse enough for a show that came out in 1994. The reunion wasn't diverse enough. So I got to make fun of that a little bit. I just want to read, you know what? I normally do this at the end, but Robert Wiles says, "Welcome back, Adam. We missed you. You have a blessed soul. Have a blessed night and a blessed life doing what you love. And thanks for all you do for us, Adam and chat." I just ordered some more coffee. Thank you, Robert Wiles. I do appreciate that. Mark G, of course, with a hot super chat as well. Look who's back again. Krigler's back. Buy his coffee. Yes, he's back. I'm not going to do the Eminem rhyme, but so you two won't let him be. They tried to shut him down on stream. It felt so empty without him. Thank you so much, Mark G. It's good to see you all. Seriously, it is so good to see you all. I missed you guys. Someone said, "Is Carlin got nuked too? Has she not been streaming either?" I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. That's news to me. But thank you all. Mazo says, "All is right again." Thank you so much. Vicidius, wow. Thank you for that super chat. Huge super chat. Says, "Welcome back." Thank you, Vicidius. It is good to be back. I really do appreciate all of you guys. The support. Sexy Goldfish says, "Welcome back, Adam. Spin that UFO extra hard." Okay, you know what? I spun it once, but I'll spin it again. I know I normally read these super chats at the end, but it just felt fitting because it's good. It's just so good to be back. I feel like things are right. I missed this show, and I missed, people were saying, you know, why don't you stream on Rumble or Odyssey or DLive? Everyone always says a different platform. And that's the thing. Everyone's on a different alternative platform. There's no like one thing. I do have Odyssey, and I think I would probably do Odyssey if I were to get banned off of YouTube. It has been rather crazy around here because I mean, you can't see my office, but it is a mess. I have like all my stuff being packed away. So I kind of just threw this through my like button. These are all just the knickknacks from around my office up on one shelf right there that you can see. So, and you know what? All right. Anyway, enough about that. It's great to be back. I got a lot more super chats, but I will read those at the end. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. You guys are fantastic. All right. So let's talk about Kamala Harris. All right. And she, okay. Now I also want to add, before I read this segment, there was a sign that says something about a certain someone that they claim won. I hate this. But the fact that I have two strikes means I have to tread very carefully, okay? It sucks. And people have called me out on it. Like, oh, you know, you can't speak your mind. It's like, no, I can't. But this is my platform, and I'm moving out and trying to buy a house. So I can't really risk my platform right now, all right? Maybe when I've got, you know, pool money or something, I can worry about that. So Kamala goes to Guatemala, and she arrives in Guatemala to go home, Kamala. Mamala. What else did they say? Hold on, let me just, let's see. Vice President Kamala Harris was greeted Monday by protesters in Guatemala telling her someone won, and to go home, as the country's president blamed President Biden for this year's migrant crisis. I mean, he's absolutely right, by the way, because it's absolutely Biden's fault. He said in the 2020 run-up election that he was going to say, yeah, come on in. We're going to let everyone come in. He said that, those words. He straight up was like, yes, you know, he wants to open the borders. There were four open borders. So Kamala's now backpedaling. She's going, you know, if you come, we're going to turn you back. So they didn't believe that at all. They didn't care about that. They wanted to make the wall racist. They wanted to make Trump look terrible, even though his policies were doing like actual work and keeping the border secure. relatively, you know, because it's going to happen. Anyway, let's see here. The rally was visible to Harris's motorcade as she arrived to meet Guatemala President Alejandro Giammattei one day after he blamed the U.S. for luring his constituents north. Mm-hmm. There's a sign that Kamala, mind your own business, a sign said. Images posted to Twitter show other signs, including one that tells Biden's migration czar, Kamala, go home. Another large sign set up by activists features a doctored photo of a pregnant Harris. The poster read, Guatemala is pro-life. Hashtag Mamala help me. Harris does not have biological children. All right, that's a low blow. Because I don't know if she can have biological children or didn't want them. That's kind of a low blow. I don't know. That's a little rough. Anyway, it's pretty. I mean, they were out in force. All right, and there's that sign. Yeah, another sign that appears to have been hoisted by activists on a tall billboard along the roadway. It says, "Kamala, stop funding criminals." Yeah, it's kind of true. And stop keeping innocent men in prison, which she was also known for doing. It's unclear how many participants were involved in the protest. Giammattei said in a CBS News interview that aired Sunday that the Biden administration is to blame for sparking the migration crisis. And they're right. She loves herself so much, doesn't she? The Guatemalan president said he and Harris are not on the same side of the coin on migration. We asked the United States government to send more of a clear message to prevent more people from leaving, Giammattei said. When Biden took office, the message changed too. We're going to reunite families. We're going to reunite children, he said. And the very next day, the coyotes were here organizing groups of children to take them to the United States. This is him during the bilateral meeting with Vice President Kamala Harris. After a day of meetings, Harris will depart Guatemala on Monday evening to travel to Mexico, where she'll be holding meetings Tuesday with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who she, being fully vaccinated, and he's fully vaccinated, still felt the need to wear her mask. That's as close to that subject as I'm going to get. Former President Donald Trump made curbing illegal immigration and stopping asylum seeking seeker caravans from Central America major themes to his four-year term. At one point, he cut off foreign aid for regional governments. Yeah, and you know what happened? They actually changed their policies to prevent people from traveling through their countries. It worked. It worked. Critics attribute the record surge of illegal immigration to Biden's policies, including his decision to end Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that required most asylum seekers from Central America to remain in Mexico while U.S. courts reviewed their claims of persecution. Biden also ended construction of Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall and urged Congress to pass legislation that would establish a path to citizenship for most illegal immigrants. The keyword there being illegal. I'm all for legal immigration, all right? Republicans said the legislation and Biden policy changes created new pull factors for illegal immigration, countering Harris's emphasis on root causes in Central America. The number of U.S.-Mexico border detentions soared to a 21-year monthly high for more than 178,000 people in April, the most recent month of which statistics are available. In fact, I have a new statistic. Thank you to Senator Ted Cruz. In May, CBP encountered more than 180,000 illegal aliens attempting entry along the southwest border. That's right. They are storming our border. And what is Kamala doing? What is she's? People are going, aren't you in charge of the border? When are you going to go down and see it? And I'm sure you've found her or heard her response. I mean, it's everywhere. People are blasting it. And she goes, I don't understand the point you're trying to make or the point you're making. Harris deflects when pressed by NBC, of all places, on the absence at the border. You know what? Props to this guy. Hey, when are you going to go? You know, you haven't gone. We have, she says. We have. No, no, we're not talking about we. We're not talking about people around you. You. You're the vice president, Kamala. You're the vice president. You're the one in charge. You're the one that is now the face of the border crisis. And it is a border crisis. People are flooding the border because your boss basically said, come on down. Come on in. Yeah. But man, she's deflecting like a boss because that's all she does. Vice President Kamala Harris repeatedly deflected questions on her absence at the border during an interview with NBC's News' Lester Holt that airs in full Tuesday. Harris spoke with Holt about the ongoing crisis at the southern border following her trip to Guatemala. The vice president warned Guatemalans during a press conference Monday that they should not come to the U.S. Her trip also includes a visit to Mexico, where she plans to continue addressing migration. During a portion of the interview played by NBC's The Today Show, Holt pushed Harris on why she hasn't visited the border, a fact that that's been pointed out by both Republicans and Democrats who have worked to highlight the surge at the border. Do you have any plans to visit the border? Holt asked, prompting Harris to throw her hands up and declare she plans to visit at some point. And she goes, we have. Yeah, at some point. She goes, at some point, you know, we're going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border, she responds. She is just lying. Holt interjected and pointed out that Harris herself has not been to the border. Harris deflected again, laughing as she pointed out that she hasn't been to Europe. Well, ma'am, Vice President, you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe. Are you speaking to children? You know, every single time she cackles and laughs, it's like she's treating everyone like a child, like a condescending adult. And that's, you know, it's like nobody likes when people are being condescending to you, you know. And she just, she has this air of, I don't have to answer to you. I'm the vice president now. I'm just going to laugh it off and act like you're an idiot and treat you like you're an idiot. And that's what she does. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. What's this point you're trying to make? She even says, I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making, right after saying, well, she hasn't been to Europe. I'm not discounting the importance of the border, and yet you're laughing about it. It's a laughing matter to you. Anytime this woman gets uncomfortable, she laughs about it. She's not serious about it. Look, get serious, please. You're the vice president of the United States of America. When are you going to get serious and go handle the job that you've been tasked with? She's supposed to go down to the border and handle this. Oh, so you go to Guatemala and say, hey, by the way, don't come here. That's not the border crisis. You're trying to find the root problem. The root problem is Joe Biden. He's the one who told him to come. It's Joe Biden's fault. So are you going to really get to the root and be like, Joe, you need to get out on a mic and be like, don't come here. Okay, he needs to say it because they're coming because of what his words that he said. Crickets from Kamala. Well, you know, Biden hasn't been to Europe, although I think he's going to Europe. Isn't he supposed to talk to Putin? Oh, man, that's a whole nother thing. So I don't know if you remember this. A couple months ago, Biden called Putin a killer, right? And Putin's like, let's debate that. Let's debate that. I want to talk to you live and let's have a conversation about you calling me a killer. And like Biden's like, or I don't know if it was him or his handlers, but you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't think that he could handle that, but if he's going to meet up with Putin soon and have a conversation with Putin, you think they're going to let him talk? Yeah, Biden, I thought he flew out either today, earlier today. Was it today that he flew out? Either way, man, it is crazy to think about these people that are in control right now. Like, wow, Biden and Kamala, like this kind of attitude that she has is just, I don't have to answer to you. You know, they both kind of have that attitude like, yeah, I don't have to answer to you. I'm the president now. I'm the vice president. I could just laugh at you, and then I'll have someone write an article that says, if you make fun of my laugh, you're a bigot. that's an actual article. People are saying if you're making fun of her laughter, her cackle, all right, you're a misogynistic bigot, period. No questions asked. You can't debate it. Yeah, that's it. It's ridiculous. Of course, she goes, I care about what's happening at the border. I'm in Guatemala because my focus is dealing with the root causes of migration, she added. There may be some who think that that is not important, but it is my firm belief that if we care about what's happening at the border, we better care about the root causes and address them. And so that's what I'm doing. Okay, well, make sure you talk to President Biden and have him, you know, recant the statements of, hey, we're going to let people in and make it really easy. I mean, I married a Swedish, my wife is Swedish, and we had to go through a long process to have her legally be able to live here with me as my wife. And we went through it, and it was expensive. It was thousands of dollars, but we did it. We went through the order, and we had to do interviews to, you know, show that we live together, that we were actually married. We're not trying to, like, cheat the system or anything. And I was like, okay, well, I have nothing to worry about because I love her and she's amazing. And, you know, we easily proved it. But, you know, we went through the proper channels. And that's what people should do. Because there's nothing wrong with legal immigration. Legal immigration. Illegal immigration is a problem. All right? And they're even saying, like, well, we're going to let in and give citizenship to illegal immigrants. It's like, okay, so why? why? Make them go through the process. Don't just let them in. They're bringing kids all around the country now. It's, I don't get it. All right, moving on. Let's move on. Let's make fun of Friends. All right, how many of you watched Friends? Were you guys a fan of the show Friends? I mean, I remember watching it when it was live because, you know, I was born in 84. So I was 10 when it came out, and it ran for, what, 10 years? I don't even know when it finished airing. I know there was 2003. They referenced something that happened in 2003, and we'll get into that in a second. But I remember watching it, and I remember being like a teenager going, you know. It's entertaining, you know, some of them were funnier than others, but, you know, they had a dynamic, and it was like, I recently rewatched it about 3 years ago with Nishra, and it was like, it was okay, you know, it wasn't as good as I remembered, it wasn't the best show, it got worse near the end. I feel like they were kind of running on steam, you know, it wasn't bad. And when I heard that they were doing a Friends reunion, I was like, oh, really? Great, you know? And then everyone was all upset because they found out, oh, well, the reunion is actually not a show, a series. They were thinking maybe they were getting, you know, an extra, you know, season or something. You know, it's like, well, you're not going to get the full season, but we're going to give you one episode of just the cast sitting on a couch talking about doing the show. And I was like, oh, all right. I'm sure a lot of people it would be cool to see them all sitting together. And actually, no joke, I kind of want to watch the reunion too, you know, just to see, you know, where they are now and kind of see how they interact with each other. It's probably cool. A little nostalgic for me too, because, you know, I was an 80s child and, you know, I grew up in the 90s and the times were totally different then. And it proves, because look at this article. This is the reason I'm bringing this up. Friends reunion director addresses lack of diversity in the special, saying the cast is the cast. Yeah. Wait, what? I'm sorry, lack of diversity. It's six white actors. How are they going to make this more diverse? Like, who do they... It's a reunion, like, talk. You know, they're talking about doing the show. How are they supposed to make it more diverse? You know, before they try to justify it in this article. So I'm gonna tell you about it. But it's like, what? Who are they gonna? They're gonna swap different characters? Well, this is who Joey would be if the show were to air now, right? Because it's too many white people in this show. We need a token person of color here, a token non-binary person, and all right, now that's a little more diverse. Joey, you're out, and Monica, you're replaced also. some really odd way of fixing it, I guess. I don't know. The director of the Friends reunion addressed critics who questioned why the show's black actors did not make an appearance and noted that the special lacked diversity. Ben Winston, 39, spoke with Sunday Times about the special, which aired on HBO Max on May 27th. During the interview, Winston responded to the backlash, suggesting that those who say the special was not diverse haven't seen it. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have people that came on, you know, that, or, you know, let's see. We have Malala, Mindy Kaling, BTS, the South Korean boy band. There are three women from Ghana, one who talks about how Friends saved her life, two boys from Kenya, three kids in India, he said. And what's more diversity do they want? What more diversity do they want in this reunion? The cast is the cast. It was made in 1994, and I think it's remarkable how well it does stand the test of time. So they have people actually making commentary about the show who are from all over. So what exactly are they wanting? When asked about the complaints regarding black Friends actors like Aisha Tyler not appearing in the special, Winston said, "Not everyone could join us. I'm really pleased with the show we were able to put together." Tyler appeared as the girlfriend of Ross, played by David Schwimmer, in 9 episodes in 2003. Friends, which debuted in September 1994 on NBC, has long been criticized for its lack of diversity. Oh, God. I didn't know that, but cool. The show's 6 main cast members, Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry, are all white. Oh, my. I didn't know. Friends creator Marta Kaufman and executive producer Kevin Bright recently addressed the backlash, telling Hollywood Reporter that the cast was chosen because of their chemistry together. Oh, good. So their character of underneath the skin. Oh, cool. I appreciate that. We didn't intend to have an all-white cast. That was not the goal either. Obviously, the chemistry between these 6 actors speaks for itself. It's true. Say what you will about the show, like it or not, they did have good chemistry. You know, they were all unique and kind of brought out a lot of craziness, honestly, with each other. Because I did see it recently. And they did kind of make each other, not like you're going crazy in a bad way, but like, you know, a good sense of hilariousness, you know? I don't know. And to hear that they actually had, you know, different commentary from people from all over the planet on how Friends help them or they love the show, or and it's different, you know, people of color, which clearly is what they need in diversity. I think he's right. They didn't see it. They just complained. They were like, oh great, it's a show with the 6 white people. Let me just insert this virtue signal and insert my complaining about some sort of lack of racial diversity into the whatever is happening, because that's what's going on. Literally any chance they have to drag this in there and throw it out in your face, in my face, like, ah, it's not diverse enough. It's not diverse enough. It's like, stop being a victim. Can you stop being a victim? Be accountable for your own actions and get out there and make something of your life. Stop complaining online. I'm just so fed up with it. You just got to do it. Just got to get out and do it. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. I think it's, and now I want to see it. Now I want to see it even more. In fact, I really didn't care to see it. And then I heard about this and I was like, you know what? Now I want to see it to spite this person. But now that we found out that they actually have a bunch of different, you know, people from all over the planet of all different skin colors, because it doesn't matter. Everyone's human. Everyone has emotions and feel and can connect to the show, even though it's 6 white people. Oh, you mean they can connect emotionally with 6 white people? Why? How? They're not the same skin color. Oh, it's just, my goodness. It reminds me of I think it's University of Illinois that said, you're not allowed to use, if you're white, excuse me, if you're white, you're not allowed to use black memes. Black people in memes. And I'm like, what? We can't relate to them? They're so segregated that we're not even to connect emotionally to like the things that they're emoting? they're great at emoting. They tend to be better than the average emote. That's just the truth. And I connect with them emotionally because they're human beings. And that's what I see. I see human beings. I don't see skin color. And I feel like most people I know don't either. It's just not a thing. It's not a thing that I was raised with, seeing skin color. That's ridiculous, right? I care about who you are underneath. Get me talking about race, because these they just insert it into everything. A Friends reunion? What are you expecting? The show came out 20, almost 30 years ago. 27 years ago? Wow. I'm old. Oh my goodness. That's crazy to think about how old this show is. And like, people are like, well, you know, it should have been a different cast. They even said that it's about the chemistry. If it had a better chemistry, I mean, you know, who's complaining about, I don't know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air didn't have enough diversity. That show was awesome. I wouldn't have wanted it changed. The show was fantastic. It put Will Smith on the map. The dude was hilarious. Right? Who doesn't love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know? Who wants to do the dance, you know what I'm saying? It's not unusual to me. I'm not going to start dancing, but, you know, man, it's like, I don't hear them complaining about that. Because what? Because it's not the right kind of diversity? Like, oh, well, they're all of, you know, one skin color that's not white, so it's okay? You know, it's just a one-sided issue with these people. And I'm so sick of the hypocrisy. It's just ridiculous. So I don't think it's ever going to stop. It's not going to stop. Yeah. These people don't care. They just want a virtue signal. They just want to yell at the people that think that it's okay. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I missed you guys. It's good to see you all. Thank you all so much. Listen, I'm fairly certain that someone in the system doesn't like me very much. So do me a favor, smash that like button. All right. I've said it many, many times in my career here on YouTube. But man, do I need it more than ever now. Smash that like button. And most importantly, please share my videos. Please share my videos. I've lost a lot of subscribers in the past couple of weeks because I wasn't even allowed to tell you guys that I got another strike on my channel and I couldn't stream for 2 weeks. And it is a shame. I mean, if you want to see the video, it's on my Odyssey channel. Please go follow me on Odyssey. It is The Krigler Show. You could just go to odyssey.com and just type in The Krigler Show. You can find me there. I don't have many followers because it basically just, it's mirrored. My YouTube channel will just mirror everything, all the videos, all my live streams. So the video that got deleted from YouTube is actually on here, and it is this one right here, this second video. I'm not going to read it, but I was quoting him, and that's what they got me for quoting someone else. Anyway, check out my Krigler Coffee. I've got a new blend coming soon. I'm not going to reveal the name of it. I have a name. It's fantastic. I'm really excited about it. But it's going to be a slightly bolder version of the Catalyst. And I'm going to do, proceeds are going to go, there's going to be a proceeds of the profit, or some of the profit's going to be going to charity. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to have it have something to do with veterans, in our country. I'm really proud of my brother who is serving right now in the Marines. And I'm very grateful for this flag that was flown for me. Well, it was flown for the Timcast news team that I was a part of. Every part of me believes that was flown for me as well. And I love that. It's one of my favorite pieces that I've gained while being here. Anyway, I really would like to support. So, you know, I have a business and I'm going to try to, you know, give part of the profits. So that's coming soon. I'll probably be announcing it on Monday of next week. It's almost done. We're trying to finalize it and get the blend perfect. Anyway, thank you all if you have ordered Krigler Coffee. I see a lot of people have ordered Krigler Coffee, and thank you very much, because I do appreciate all of your support. You guys are fantastic. And also, remember to go follow Krigler Coffee on Instagram. We have some ridiculous, this is my 69th post. on 6/9, which is today, 6/9, and we have 999 likes. Smash that like button. We have such an incredible smash the like button. You guys are fantastic. Seriously, thank you so much. But I love these. These are some of the most amazing memes. A lot of them are from The Chosen One, from my Discord. Shout out to The Chosen One. That dude is fantastic, making incredible. And then, of course, if you get Krigler Coffee, please take a picture. If you want to post it, just do hashtag Krigler Coffee, and we will definitely post it up. This one is from Devon Lombardi. Thank you so much for your support. Got the nicer Ethiopia blend. That's a good one. Anyway, all right, let's move on. I'm going to talk about this awesome picture. All right, so the mighty Jupiter moon Ganymede, pictured in close-up. Look at this thing. Look familiar? Looks very familiar. I was going to say, it looks like our moon, right? On first glance, it looks like our moon, right? But it is not like our moon. The imagery was acquired from a distance of about 1,000 kilometers, which... That's not a lot. That's very close in spatial terms. It's the nearest any spacecraft has been to Ganymede in more than 20 years. Juno's was an opportunity pass. Its everyday duties are to study Jupiter, but the European Space Agency will soon send a dedicated mission. The Jupiter Icy Moon Explorer, or JUICE for short, will make a series of flybys around two other Galilean moons, Castillo and Europa, before putting itself in a settled orbit around Ganymede, expected to occur around 2032. Juno's pictures show the impacted and cracked surface of the big moon in remarkable detail. They'll be compared with the pictures acquired by NASA's Galileo 95 to 2003 and Voyager 1979 probes to see if they have been any changes through time. This is the closest any spacecraft has come to this mammoth moon in the generation, says Juno principal investigator Scott Bolton of the Southwest Research Institute of San Antonio. We're going to take our time before we draw any scientific conclusions, but until then, we can simply marvel at this celestial wonder. Now, here's a picture of Earth. Now, here's our moon and Ganymede pictured side by side, so you can see it's over twice... It looks like it's over twice the size of our moon. But this is what I love right here. You can see, let me see if I can zoom in on this, right? Okay. So you could see the different layers here. All right. We have the icy shell. So it's ice. All right. It's covered in ice. And then we have a liquid ocean underneath that ice. And then we have the deep ice layer, a rocky mantle, and a rich iron core. That liquid ocean. This and Enceladus and Titan are a few of the moons that I feel we may find life, whether it's bacteria, living organisms, feeding off maybe internal vents, which is what I think in Enceladus. I don't know what this the liquid ocean is made of on Ganymede, but it's the water, though, that's the key. Or maybe it's not, you know, water like as we know it, but it's liquid, a liquid ocean. So life as we know it, you know, is oxygen based, carbon based, what we know. It might be something different over there, you know, so we'll see. We haven't been there yet. We haven't gone into it, but I'm excited about it. One of the fascinations of Ganymede and of Castillo, Callisto and Europa is that they all likely have oceans of water below their icy surfaces. NASA says it will release color imagery from Juno's Ganymede flyby shortly. Very exciting. And then this is the JUICE Explorer that will launch from Earth next year. Very, very exciting. All right, I'm excited about that. I'm constantly going to be monitoring what's going on with that because I'm very excited. But then there's this I stumbled upon. NASA is sending glow-in-the-dark baby squid and water bears to the International Space Station. Hold on, let me just jump ahead real quick because they're cute. Look at these things. Juvenile bobtail squid. Pardon me. These things are freaking adorable. Hundreds of baby squid and microscopic organisms are headed to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX rocket. The tiny creatures are part of a cargo resupply mission. The rocket launched Thursday afternoon from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida without any humans aboard the Dragon cargo capsule. It marks SpaceX's 22nd commercial resupply mission to space. That's amazing. I mean, SpaceX is awesome. The creatures will be a part of scientific experiments, which include studying how water bears handle space, the possible effects of microgravity on symbiotic relationships, and analyzing the formation of kidney stones, and more. Newly hatched bobtail squid will be used to study symbiotic relationships between beneficial microbes and their animal hosts, and how spaceflight alters this relationship, in order to develop protective measures for the health of future astronauts in long-term missions. Animals, including humans, rely on our microbes to maintain a healthy digestive and immune system, said principal investigator Jamie Foster. We do not fully understand how spaceflight alters these beneficial interactions. The UMAMI experiment uses a glow-in-the-dark bobtail squid to address these important issues in animal health. The glow-in-the-dark squid are joined on the mission by thousands of tardigrades, also known as water bears. Scientists say they can tolerate environments more extreme than most other life forms, making them the perfect organisms to study biological survival under extreme conditions in space. I'm fairly certain that they can actually exist in, like, you know, space outside of the space station, right? I don't actually know that for a fact. I thought tardigrades were like the one thing. Did you guys see the new Star Trek Discovery? Okay. Spoiler, it came out a couple years ago. If you've seen it, you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you're probably not interested in seeing it. Anyway, in the first season, they figure out how tardigrades basically are able to travel through this network, or at least connect to this network that it connects everything. And it's basically like a mushroom network. They call it the mycelial network or something like that. And they have to tap into the tardigrade to be able to do it. It's kind of far-fetched, but it's kind of cool. It's basically their way of faster than light travel in Star Trek Discovery. But it's not going through space. They're just here and then they're there. It's like, boop. It's kind of cool. Anyway, yeah, so those are my segments. I honestly wasn't sure if I was going to be able to stream today, so I kind of just threw this together because I was driving for most of the day. I was hanging out with my dad last night. It was really good to see my dad. Dad, it's really good to see you. I know that you watch my show. So, and Mom, I saw you in chat. How you doing? And I know that you missed my show too. She hit me up. She's like, what's up? No show? One day I figured you were taking a break. The second day I was like, whoa, where'd your show go, Adam? And I'm like, yeah, about that. So listen, it's good to be back. Thank you all so much. I know. I really do appreciate you guys. You guys are all fantastic. So many incredible comments in chat. You guys are the best. Seriously. You, let me spin this. Look at this thing. It's not spinning fast enough. Don't worry. The UFO will make it to my new studio, wherever that new studio is. For those who don't know, I am moving out of the Cast Castle. I am getting my own spot. I am moving out of here. And I'm really excited. I'm really hyped on it because I am going to have a family. She's not pregnant, all right? But, hey, you know, it's like I'm prepping myself. Like, I can't. This isn't, it just doesn't work, you know? And I think it's going to be really good for me to move on. So I'm really excited about it. Anyway, let's get into some super chats. Maybe I'll play a song. I missed two Friday night jams. Sadly, I'm going to miss this Friday as well. I was invited back to Friday Night Tights on Nerdrotic's channel. I have such a blast over there. I actually joined them when I got my first strike. It was April that I got my first strike. I think in April that I got my first strike, and they invited me back again. I wasn't able to join last week, which I would have been convenient, but I was like, you know what? I really do appreciate you guys reaching out to support me. So I'm going to join them Friday, And if I get off earlier enough, I'm just going to come on and do a jam night. No regular show. I think I'm just going to go live and be like, come jam with me. Come drink some whiskey. Let's just chat and just kind of hang out. It's going to be a good night. It's going to be fun. Let's see here. Joshua says, welcome back down with the establishment. Get your own website to safeguard cancellation. Oh, excuse me. I have my own website. It's adamkrigler.net. And maybe I should do some sort of something. I don't know. It really does help me if you guys check out my locals, adamkrigler.locals.com. It's just my full name, adamkrigler.locals.com. There's my name right there. You can spell it. You can also follow me on Twitch, Twitter. Actually, my Twitch name is now Commodore Krigler. I've changed it because I kind of like this. I've taken on this new, I'm Commodore Krigler. Commodore. It's kind of fun. It's a gaming moniker that is mine. I was Riverwind for most of my life in the gaming realm. But that was something I read from a Dragonlance book, which I can see the book that it's from right there. It's kind of cool. I really love the Dragonlance series, but this one is now me. I am now Commodore. So I changed my Twitch channel to Commodore Krigler. Just type in Krigler. You can find me. It's really easy, but also Twitter, Adam Krigler, Instagram, Adam Krigler, Facebook, Adam Krigler. Pretty much it's all Adam Krigler everywhere, but definitely follow me on locals because I'm going to start doing different behind the scenes things of my move and things that I'm doing, and I'm going to be probably posting them on my locals for subscribers only. So thank you, Joshua. Joshua then became a member. Thank you, Joshua, for your support. Super chat and a member. Haven't rang that bell in a while. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now you can actually spin the UFO yourself, Joshua, in chat. We have a new member. Please spin some UFOs in chat. If you are a member of the channel, you can spin the UFO yourself, the actual UFO. I'm going to spin it myself because why not? I've got them. You can also smash the like button, and then there's a few other versions of my face in emote form that you can check it out. All right, let's see. Ooh, I just had a super chat jump. Thank you also. Seriously, you guys are fantastic. Thank you for welcoming me back to YouTube's. Sleazy says, don't know why everyone missed you. Some of us watched you on Twitch the entire 2 weeks. Anywho, yay, Adam. Hey, Sleazy, thank you so much. And I really do appreciate your support. You support me here and over there on Twitch. Of course, last week, I wasn't able to Twitch for half the week because the internet was, I don't know what was going on with the internet here at the house. I hear they were having issues as well. It seems to have been figured out, so that's great. Pretty excited about that. Fate says, haha, show off the Commodore outfit. Hey, what's up, Fates? How you doing, mate? Yes, so Commodore Krigler, I actually have a legitimate outfit. I have a white powdered wig, like a full-on Revolutionary War outfit, like the nines. Like, I was the Commodore when I first played Sea of Thieves. And it kind of just kind of drove it home that I was the Commodore. So now people call me Commodore in my gaming Twitch world. And it's fantastic. I love it. Minion says, true and end under pressure. Yeah. Great system, right? Hellsnake says, welcome back. I may lurk, but good to see you back. Thank you, Hellsnake. I appreciate that lurk. Thank you. Allison C says, welcome back. Good to see you streaming again. It is good to be back streaming, Allison. I do appreciate that. Mark Robshaw, hey, what's up, Robshaw? How you doing? Daily Rhymer to F. Bezos. Okay. Robshaw doesn't pull his punches. Benjamin Mauser says, welcome back. Clean your office. Well, it's not dirty. It's just there's books stacked because I can't take all of the books that I have. A lot of people have sent me books, so I have to like figure out which ones I'm keeping. You know, I have a lot of stuff, and I'm moving, and you know, I want to take them all. I probably will be able to take them all, actually. Let's see, Jake Hopkins, what's up, Jake? How you doing, mate? Missed you, bro. Can't wait to see you grow. Make sure you get Ratchet and Clank this Friday. The reviews are stellar. I do have the PS5, and it is gathering dust over here. I just have been playing computer. My computer is just, once they say the PC master race, and I'm like, well, I was a console player for a long time, and PC is pretty legit. I'm pretty happy with my computer. All right, I just want to let you guys know we have more likes than concurrent viewers. That is amazing. Thank you all so much. Please smash like button if you haven't, and also subscribe below and share my videos. Absolutely, that's going to help me grow. I really do appreciate you all. You guys are the best. Abigail, welcome back. Be careful. We can't afford to lose you. Yes, I'm being very careful. I am avoiding certain topics. I'm not going to be talking about certain things. So David says, you're still scheduled to be on Friday night. Tights Friday. Yes, I am. I will be. I'm not going to be doing my show Friday. I may come on after Friday Night Tights lets out because they kind of start. I don't know if I have time. Hopefully I will be able to do it. And I think I'm just going to come on and just kind of have a jam session. You know, Friday night jams, it's just not the same without it. I haven't been able to Friday night jam. So I think after Friday Night Tights, I'm just going to come live on this show and just do some jamming and hanging out with you guys. So if you guys want to come hang out, listen to some music, maybe drink some whiskey with me, I'll be hanging out on Friday after the show. So thank you. I appreciate that. All right, hold on. Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Captain Playoni. She is on it. On it. Let's see. Casperia says, welcome back. The next roll of the dice is a 5. I gets my shout outs now. Ooh, I haven't rolled the dice in a while. My goodness. So here we go. You guys know the deal. All right, so guess it 1 through 5 or 1 through 20. Winner wins absolutely nothing. Good luck. Have fun. All right, let's see. It's not a 5, Casperius. Sorry. So no one guessed the number 5. Mark G says, come on, man. When's the Krigler ham show coming? Build an antenna on your new house and ham it up. I'll repeat you in Texas. Oh, that's cool. Ham radio, huh? Is that what you're talking about? Ham radio? Just to kind of like a, I don't know, some sort of just podcast style, classic style, you know? All right, numbers are rolling in. Let's see. No one's guessed it so far. All right, no one's guessed it. People are dancing around it. Here we go. We got a winner. Henry, congratulations. Henry Asselin, congratulations, mate. You won absolutely nothing. Don't spend it all in the same place. Maybe save it up for something nice. Man, I haven't spoken this much in a while. I'm good. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, dude, I have to alter it a little bit, man. Biden won. Yes, he did. But it's funny to say that someone else won because it's a troll and a joke and makes them mad because fragile eagles, poor leftist demos. Yeah, listen, they will. You're not allowed to say that, man. I can't say it anymore. I can't risk it. Listen, after mid-July, I think my first strike comes off. Then I'm going to be a little less stringent with how I talk about things and what I say. But until then, I cannot risk losing my channel. And I can't monetize on other channels. So it's very important that I maintain not losing this channel because this is, my livelihood right now. Visidia says, have you been following what's going on with crypto while you were in YouTube jail? Ian turned me into a Polkadot, finally launching their parachains. Elon can do something anatomically impossible. Ooh, I don't know about that Elon thing, but I have been watching a little bit of crypto. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. I know there was a country in South America, Paraguay. I don't know what country it is, but they made Bitcoin legal tender in their country, which is incredible to say. So Corey Allen says, the man is back. By the way, the mead is getting nice. Oh, cool. How long is that going to take to get ready? For those who don't know, Corey Allen has a YouTube channel, and he actually is making Krigler coffee mead. It's some crazy, like 13, 14% alcohol. Super incredibly strong. My goodness. So that's very cool. I'm excited to see the video when it comes out. Scott Chrissy Jones says, I got to read this to make sure I'm not. Lydia and Tim reckons girls wearing short skirts are asking for it. as was Andy No, apparently. Weird bunch, that lot. Best from UK. That whole controversy. I honestly really just don't want anything to do with them anymore. So I'm moving out and moving on. Mark Robichaud says, Kamala may love herself too much, but with Krigler caught... Oh, excuse me. You said CCA. I was like, wait, what is that? CCP. Oh, wait, CC... yeah, Krigler Coffee ad. I guess it is CC. Kamala may love herself too much, but with Krigler Coffee, you can love yourself just as much and as much as you want. Get Krigler Coffee today. That's good. I like that. Not bad. Not bad. I don't like throwing people under the bus, but she earns it. Vasidia says, did you get a new mailing address sorted out? I found something dope I would like to send. No, and I don't know if I'm going to have that anymore. Maybe in the future. I'm not sure. So we'll see. Celluloid Shot said, check out James Calvell's The Children's Story. It's a chilling and underrated, dripping with dystopian undertones that's more relevant now than the 60s. You know what? I have something to say about dystopian books. I want more books about an idealistic future that we all would love. You know, there's so many books about negative versions of life that it could be so bad. 1984, Fahrenheit 451, you know, just like negative futures. And it's like, how about we get some books of like a positive energy, positive future of like, I don't even care if people think it's boring. Like, you know what? Life can be good. Why can't we just dream about that, right? Let's have more of a less of an addiction to negative energy, right? And anger and fear and that kind of... I want to move away from that. I'm sorry, Celluloid. I don't mean to diss your suggestion of reading The Children's Story by James Clavo. Because you say it's a chilling, underrated, dripping with dystopian undertones that I'm sure is very relevant. It's from the 60s even, too, right? I mean, we have maybe. A utopia, exactly, AA. Right. So it's like, yeah. The Star Trek future? Yeah, well, Star Trek future went through some shaky territory to get to where it was. So, you know, as pleasant as that is... let's see here. Mark Robichaud says, ever considered that this is Harris being serious? Oh, goodness. Robichaud, no. No, I don't. And that would be so sad if this is her being serious. No, I've seen her be serious. It was before she became vice president, when she was still trying to present herself as presidential, when she was running and got the lowest out of all of them. No one cared. They were like, get out of here. Yeah, it's crazy. Vasidi says, Kamala is what you get when someone sleeps their way to the top. Robert Weil says, wanted to make you laugh when I was a kid. I was at a field trip to a skating rink. I took my leg off and pushed it across the ring. Be blessed, Adam and chat. Did it make it very far? And did you freak people out? You know what? If I were in your situation, I would have... What do I got? Something that I can... I got my chapstick. So imagine, like, if you're skating along, here's one leg, here's your other leg. You like skating, and then you like have it go one way, and you go another way, and you're like, no, my leg, and like catch the people behind you, just like totally off guard. Anyway, that's kind of funny. Where was I? Oh wow, Vasidius, I just saw your what I wanted to send was an original MTG booster pack I got my hands on. Wow. That's cool. Check us out. I actually have a couple of these. I got a pack of Ice Age, unopened. I don't know how many people out there play Magic or even know what Magic is. I have a pack of Unhinged, unopened, and Apocalypse, unopened. I don't even know what year is this from, 2003 or something? What year does this say? 2001? Wow. Let's see, what's Ice Age? It's like 95 or something, maybe. 96? 1995. So I got an unopened Ice Age. Vicidius, that sounds dope. I will, I'll figure something out. I'll probably have something, because I am getting rid of, I got rid of my P.O. box. I mean, I still have access to it, and someone actually sent me some dice. I don't know where they are right now. My studio is kind of, maybe I should clean my studio a little bit, but I'll show it soon-ish. And I also found this at a random thrift store, Bill and Ted's playing cards. I don't know. It was a dollar, and I was like, those are kind of fun. These are from, like, what year is this from? 1991, Bill and Ted's excellent movie cards. I just thought that was funny. Nick D says, welcome back, my friend. You've been sorely missed. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. It really is very good to be back. Very good to be back. Oh, man. Freddie Last, thank you for that rolling around on the floor laughing pair. Very nice. Mark Roberts says, Biden can't even talk straight, especially if there's a 9-year-old girl in the same room. Jeez. WTF, this man is the president. It's sad, bro. Sad. I know. It is sad. Selly says, the 2020 election was illegally fortified. So that's the way they put it. It was fortified. Although they say it was legal. You know, they said it was legal. Let's see. Mark G says, Virgin podcaster, we need to be careful, guys. YouTube might ban us for talking about this. Versus Chad Krigler, YouTube can't stop me from telling the truth. Well, look, I have to ride the line careful until I one of my strikes fall off. Once one of my strikes fall off, then I'm not in the danger zone. Right now, I'm in the danger zone. You have to understand. If I get a strike, I'm done. I'm gone. 180,000 subscribers. That's like, it's a huge base that I've built, you know, that a lot of people have come and followed me, and I really do appreciate all the support. It's going to be tough to lose this, so I don't want to lose this. It doesn't mean I'm not going to say the truth, you know. I'm going to keep doing my thing. Robert Shaw says, never seen Friends, never will, not enough diversity. Yeah, not enough diversity in that show. Jonathan says, there is only one pallet left in the Maricopa County audit, and they've already said that the vote count and actual audit count are way off. Ruh-roh, Dems are demanding a forensic audit in North Carolina. Woo! I know, it's getting spicy over there. And they've got like 6 different states coming to like see how they're doing it. And like, you know what? We should do this in our state. This is pretty good. We want answers. And you know what? Everyone should. Look, if you're on the left, you should want it to be proven to prove everyone wrong. And vice versa. If you're on the right, I mean, people on the right want this. Conservatives want the audit. So, I mean, look, if you don't want an audit, that's an issue. Okay, because if you're on either side, you should want the audit, period. Period. Look, if you think whoever won, prove it. Full transparency, that's what I want. Done. Menace Blue says, oh snaps, you're back. Welcome home, buddy. I'm currently in a new commission-based career transition. Getting started in following dreams is hard as F. More days of poverty than wealth. Peace. Menace Blue, I wish you really well on your new commission-based career transition. I don't know if you could shout yourself out, but you're more than welcome to let us know what you're doing. And congratulations. Yeah, I'm really, really hyped on that. I really wish you well. I hope you do well in your new career. Hopefully it's something that you really enjoy doing. That's, you know, a commission is it's tough, but it can be very delicious. Juicy, if you will. Robert Shaw says, the perfect trick to get pregnant is not pull out. I'll remember that. Thanks. My goodness. Robert Shaw says, good luck, Adam. May your swimmers be strong. I'm a Krigler. If you knew anything about Kriglers, you know that they are. Robert Shaw says, potassium and water is good chemistry. Okay, good to know. Vicidia says, Friends was a copy of Living Single. Fast forward, now Hollywood wants to play woke games. They win woke prizes. Never watch a single episode. Not sorry. Yeah, exactly. Mark Robershaw says, so Friends lack diversity. Then where's the 2021 Friends with an all-new diverse cast? Where is it? Can someone show it to me, please? Where? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? It probably doesn't exist. Yeah. Freddie Last says, can you tell us where you're considering to locate? No, I think I'm going to keep that on the DL from the internet realms. Mark Ravishaw says, YouTube may destroy your channel and silence you, but I'm never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to turn around and desert you, never going to make you cry, never going to say goodbye. I just got Rickrolled by Mark Ravishaw, and I'm not even upset about it. I'm not even upset about it. Thank you, Mark Ravishaw, for your never-ending support and super chats. You're the best. Versified says, like you, Adam, my wife and I went through the proper channels to get her here legally, especially with the COOF delaying the process. Exactly. Yeah. Go through the proper channels. They're there. They exist. Don't just show up and be like, I'm here now. That's not how it should work. It's crazy. Julianne says, we will find out, Adam. Yeah, maybe. Maybe they will. Funny, funny. Chet Chisholm, welcome back. Well, thank you, Chet. I appreciate it. How you doing, mate? Good to see you. Good to see you. Versified says, moving out of the Cass Castle. Hope you and Tim are still good friends. You guys should move to Florida so you're protected against big tech censorship. Yeah, Florida and Texas are both super based and definitely on my radar. Sectus Gaming says, yo, best Adam is back. We the chat salute you, Commodore Krigler. Much love and God bless. Sectus Gaming, thank you very much. I appreciate all of your support, both here and on my Twitch channel. You're the best. And for those who don't know, I do stream on Twitch. I go as Commodore Krigler on my Twitch channel. You could probably just type in Krigler and I'll come up. But if not, it's Commodore Krigler. Really easy to find me, just Commodore. I don't think there's that many Commodores, but yeah, I stream pretty much after the show. I make some dinner, hang out with Niche for a bit, and then go live later on. Yeah, thank you for the support there, everybody. Mark Robichaud says, noticed SpaceX did the transport, not Blue Origin, because F Bezos, and he's a POS company. F that dude, what a toss-up. Robichaud. Okay, I get it. You don't like Bezos. Jeez. Robichaud says, yeah, they forced the tardigrade. They forced it to work. F Discovery, Trash Show, Trash Cast, Trash Woke, Trash, Trafed F Bezos. Gosh, Mark, you're just trying to slip that in everywhere now. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think that show was that bad. I liked it. I liked the first season. I didn't see any more than the first season of Discovery, but I thought it wasn't bad. I felt like they really spun the story sideways right at the end, which was kind of a bummer. Yeah. So I see Julianne asking, was Adam offline because the fiber optic lightning issue? Was he saying that there was some lightning? That's what happened? That's what caused the internet to fuzz out? No, I was banned for 2 weeks. I got another strike on YouTube. If you did miss out, I did make a post on my community channel here on YouTube because I wasn't allowed to even post that. But yes, I got another strike, so I am now on 2 strikes. 3 strikes, your channel gets deleted, so I got to be very fine-tuned as far as what I discuss. I'm going to be talking about lighter stuff. I mean, I love talking space. I love talking science stuff, so I'm going to really be focusing on more of that. But yeah, and I'm back, though. It's good to be back. Let's see here. My gosh, I just had a super chat jump. Thank you guys so much for all of your amazing support. Seriously, you guys are the best. This UFO is not spinning fast enough for you all. I'm spinning this for all of you right now. If you haven't smashed the like button, please smash the like button. Please subscribe and share these videos. It really definitely helps my channel grow. I really do appreciate that. And I am moving on and moving out, so I'm definitely going to need your support more than ever before. Because this is going to be my everything, just me doing this show. So, I mean, it always was just me doing the show anyway, but you know, I'm going to be, moving on to my own world. It's going to be good. Robert Shaw says, read that one, but you have again rolled the damn die, homie. I will roll the dice. All right, here we go. I'm going to roll both. I got the 20 sided. All right. I've rolled it. I have the 100-sided that I will roll in a second. We'll do the 20-sided one first. I'll watch this, You guys are fantastic. Let's see. Mark Robichaud again says they forced the tardigrade. Oh, wait, hold on. Prepping to impregnate. Nice work, Adam. Good luck. Thank you. Okay, yes, it's true, but my goodness. Wow, that's hilarious. All right, we got Crippler 101. You've won before, and it is 13. Congratulations. I see you're saving it up for something nice, but it's absolutely nothing, of course, so you can't buy anything because you didn't win anything. But you did, congratulations, you did win the dice game, so I'm pretty happy about that. Congratulations. Let's see here. The Sunflower Girl says, the UFOs at YouTube are trying to get you shut down before you expose them. Keep up the good fight. Well, thank you. I will. Sunflower Girl, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Sectus Gaming says, how come we believe that bacteria on other world is life, but the splitting cell in the womb is not? Spicy, I know. People so stupid. If you don't know the song, you should check it out. Shout out to Tom McDonald, because that dude is an absolute boss. And actually, he just came out with a new song called Snowflakes. If you haven't heard it yet, holy cow, it's amazing. Dude does it again. He does it nonstop. I don't know how this guy works as hard as he does, making videos, writing new songs, creating new product. That dude is an absolute machine. He needs a vacation. Wow. Anyway, shout out to Tom McDonald. And in fact, he lets people play his music. He doesn't care. I could actually probably play his song on my show and react to it live for you guys. I might do that tomorrow. You know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm gonna play his song because it's that good, and I'm going to react to it, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Let's see here. Mr. Squiggles says, welcome back. I bought a mug and some Covfefe and some Gamers Blend while you were gone. Just ordered another bag of Covfefe. Good stuff. Mr. Squiggles, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that support. Isn't the mug awesome? I love the mug. In fact, we got new mugs. We're out of our first run of mugs. So those mugs that you guys got, we've altered the mugs a little bit. So those ones you won't be able to get them anymore. So we've changed the mugs up a little bit. I'm not going to tell you why or how they're different. But if you did get a mug from the first run of mugs, those are gone. No more of those. So you guys have, those are a limited quantity of those original mugs. It's not going to be too much of a difference, but we've changed some things. So they're a little different now. So I appreciate that. Vicidia says, did you ever play RuneScape back in the day? Had got the Sith back then. It's where I came up with my online handle. Oh, nice. That's cool. Never played it. No, RuneScape. Never heard. I've heard of it. I never played it, though. I didn't know anybody that played the game. Fate says, kids, the dislike button does nothing but help. FYI. Well, why are you talking about the dislike button on my channel, mate? Does nothing but help. Wait, what? Why? No, the like button does nothing but help, right? Let's smash the like button, Fates. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Step back off the ledge, man. let's see. Diz G says, welcome back. I'm a longtime listener, but first time listening with my wife. She liked the space squid segment. I know, right? I mean, and they're so cute, those little guys. Thank you very much for listening as long as you have, and welcome to the show, Diz's wife. Thank you for joining and listening. I appreciate that. Let's see. Sectus says, now that you're back, we got to roll a 69. So I was waiting for you, Sectus. All right. I had a feeling. And for those who don't know, Sectus is the one who actually got me this 100-sided die. I actually have a lot more. There was a 60-sided, a 50-sided, 20-sided, 12-sided. There's so many, and they're all glow-in-the-dark. They're all sitting on my desk still. But, all right, I'm going to roll this. One of these days, we're going to get 69. Okay, it's not 69. I'm going to give you guys two super chats, and then I'll see who gets closest, because it's a 100-sided die. I'm not even expecting someone to guess them correctly, but, yeah. Let's see here. Yep. Hype for the potential jam night. Yeah, maybe I'll play a song. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll play a song or two. I can already feel my voice is like, whoa, dude, you haven't like been doing some talking. Maybe you should chill out a little bit, man. George says it's not China or the CCP anymore. Just call it West Taiwan. I don't even know. I feel like that's going to piss someone off, but that's hilarious. All right, I'm going to just see who got closest out of these numbers. All right. If you've guessed this after this point, I'm sorry. Wow. Ninja Cat got really... Ninja Cat guessed 87. It's 86. So if anyone guessed 86 or an 85... No, I'm going to give it to Ninja Cat. Ninja Cat, I cut it off right there. You won. You got 87. You were one away from getting it. All right, so congratulations. That was really close. Really, really close. Okay. See, T.Y. Scott says, welcome back, brother. We missed you. Here's some cash for the move. Thank you very much, Ty. I appreciate that so much. Yeah, it really is going to help. I am moving on, doing my own thing, getting my own house. I'm really excited about it. I can start a family. I'm looking forward to that the most. I'm really just the thought of it is, you know, it's exciting to think about it. I'm really, really excited about it. Robert Shaw says, primary school, I played Pokemon cards. High school was Yu-Gi-Oh. I still have my cards. F censorship and F Bezos will never give up, never surrender. My goodness. Robert Shaw says, I got my missus knocked in 2 weeks. Beat that, Krigler. Wow. Whoa. Well, I mean, it's not a competition, man. All right. It's not a competition. I'm just trying to set up, you know, a good solid future for myself and be prepared to, you know, support my family. And I would love that. Which is why I can't risk losing my channel here, you know? So you bear with me for a couple weeks while I just kind of thread the needle of not talking about some of the spicier things that I really want to talk about. You know, maybe I'll go on my locals channel and give you guys some thoughts of like what I really think. Yeah, we'll see. Daniel says, welcome back. 37 more days for me before I retire and escape from Long Island. Moving to North Carolina. Here is grip tape money. Wow, 37 days. That's close. Before you retire. Congratulations, Daniel. That is amazing. That's great. Congrats. I really hope that you found a great spot in North Carolina. That's beautiful. I've been to North Carolina. It's beautiful. The beaches in North Carolina are absolutely gorgeous. And I don't know if you're going to be near the beach, but I mean, if you're not, the woods are incredible. I mean, North Carolina is a beautiful state. It's a beautiful state. Arcadian Twilight says, 3 weeks out of Washington, where they're doing passports and mandatory CRT, new career in a state where they ban that BS and maybe afford a home of my own. 3 weeks. Where you're? Are you? So you're leaving in 3 weeks. Here's to moving to a better location that works for you. Cheers. I really do wish I had something to cheers, you guys, because there's some serious amazingness in the chat right now. Mavis says, Adam is the end of the rabbit hole. First I found Shapiro, then Tim, then Adam. All hail soy Jesus. Thank you, Mavis. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. That's great. Mark Robertson says, I don't dislike bozos. I hate him. I don't know why. I'm weird. Well, that's all right, Robert Shaw. You can absolutely keep, you know, super chatting me and letting me know how you think. Dirk Party says, PocketNet doesn't have live video yet, but it will soon. Pretty sure Odyssey has live video. We'll see. Robert Shaw says, Star Trek Woke Fest is sad. I miss good shows. Well, it wasn't that bad. I thought it was pretty good. Sectus Gaming says, why not just start doing breakthrough science / tech and space themed episodes till your strike falls off? You can pick up a different theme each week. Yeah, that's my plan. Yeah, I mean, you know, I talk about space. I talk about, I'm going to, you know, jam, you know, talk about, I'll talk about politics. You know, like I talked about Kamala, you know, and kind of like how she got ridiculed on the border or down in Guatemala about the border and all that. So, you know, that was entertaining for me. I'm going to talk about like, I don't know, I'm just going to be doing slightly different tuned things. So good stuff though. I like it. Mark Robertshaw says Grand Admiral Krigler when it's Commodore. It's Commodore Robertshaw. Commodore Krigler. Robertshaw again goes Space Commodore Krigler. Just Commodore. Whether I'm in space or sailing the seas, it's Commodore. Commodore. Sectus Gaming says, I shall continue to ask for a Commodore blend. Maybe a Commodore's Reserve? That may or may not be the name of a new blend coming out soon that supports veterans here in America. How's that sound? May or may not have been exactly what you're getting, Sectus. Mark Robershaw says, yes, RuneScape, Gandalf Gray was my main. Oh, wow. That's fun. Lars and Rune says, welcome back. Thank you, Lars. I appreciate that. Mark Robershaw says, also 69 is a bad number for getting pregnant. Right, because it doesn't work that way. You gotta, you know what I mean? Robershaw says, new world record, a lady gave birth to 10 kids. Wow. Don't you jinx me. That would be insanity. My goodness. Robershaw says, yes, making kids is fun, Adam. Very fun. Yes. No, I'm all right. I tend to agree. I haven't made any kids yet, but, you know, I sure... I'm done. Schmack says, Adam, you could check out... you could check out for a segment something called Angel Studios. They've got a crowdfunding / investment model allowing direct relationships between consumers and film / show creators. They're waging war against Hollywood. Interesting. Okay, that sounds cool. I like the idea of that. Let me, Angel Studios. Yeah, I'll check that out. Excuse me. Mark Roberts says, Rick Rolled is the best role. Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. You got me. Fantastic. Mr. Knox says, welcome back, Adam. Oh, how we missed you. Well, thank you, Mr. Knox. I appreciate that a lot. It's really great to see you all and to hear such incredible support from you on my day back and such an incredible amount of likes before I'm not even done with the show. And there's more likes than average. It's incredible. Thank you guys so much. Steven says, here's some money to buy a single diaper after the current and coming... stagflation works its magic. Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah, thank you, Steven. I appreciate that. Secta says, speaking of spicy chat, we might want to chill a bit on the spicy super chats. We don't want to be the ones who get Adam wrecked. Much love, Mr. Krigler. Thank you, Sectus. I do appreciate that. Bobcat, welcome back. Have you looked into playing EVE Online? I'd be happy to fleet up with the Commodore. I don't think I'll be playing EVE, of honestly, Bobcat, mainly because it's a lot of time that you need to get into that game, and I don't know if I'm going to commit. And I like to play with my friends, and asking them to commit to a game like that is kind of tough, you know. So I don't know. Let's see. Fives Out says, Transformer was cool till they casted Tim Pool as Sam. At least Sam had hair. My goodness, that's brutal. You guys are brutal. Robershaw says, sorry, Adam. I am filth manifest. Oh, and you know, I guess you all right. Julianne says you should be on Rumble. Maybe could be on band.tv. Is that InfoWars site? Yeah, Rumble. Everyone has different options. Rumble, DLive, BitChute, Odyssey. Those are the ones that come off to the top of my head right now. Metastep says, here is a welcome back gift. I missed some of your show because I was having dinner with my daughter. Having kids is a blessing. That's why we are here, biologically. Thank you, Metastep. I appreciate that a lot. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to be a dad. I just spent the evening last night. I went and hung out with my dad, who is an incredible person. He's a freaking boss and has taught me a lot in life. And I could basically build a house because of my dad. I mean, I remember growing up watching this old house and then just helping him fix practically everything in the house, from electric to heating and air conditioning, plumbing, literally name it. I've probably fixed it and know how to work. It's great. So shout out to all the awesome dads out there, including mine, because he's the best. Yeah, so I can't wait to be a dad. Mark Robershaw says, I'm Australian after all. EVE Online is a life drainer. Trust me. I know, Robershaw. Yeah, that's kind of my hesitancy on playing. Cal, thank you for that super chat. You didn't say anything, but I appreciate the support. You guys are the best. All right. So listen, my voice is absolutely killing me right now. I don't think I have, I don't even have any whiskey within hand. Look, I would love to play a song. I just can't do it. I can't, I haven't done a show in a while. And I can feel my throat. I'm going to go make myself some tea. I will be back later on my Twitch channel. You can follow me. Commodore Krigler. Really easy to find. It's just Commodore Krigler. Spelled just as it sounds. C-O-M-M-O-D-O-R-E. Krigler. And it's really easy to find out. Robert Shaw says, laughing his butt off. Tim is bald. Yeah, okay. Yes, he is. Anyway, thank you all for joining me. You guys are fantastic. It is so good to be back. I will be back, of course, tomorrow here on The Krigler Show on YouTube, 6:30 Eastern Time. I'll see you guys then. Thank you all very much for your support. I'll see you.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.